Hey, Man's In Focus continues. I'm Dave Lewis, in for Brandon Peoples, who's on assignment. Today, have the privilege to visit with Melissa Kirkwood, who is the Marketing Development Officer for Manhattan's beautiful Sunset Zoo. And, you know, I was talking with some friends the other day about the zoo, and they said, oh, you know, it's so small. It's like, how many communities the size of Manhattan have a zoo like this? And it's just absolutely beautiful, and you know, there's all kinds of things. One of the things I love about the zoo is what you do for kids, Melissa, and the adventure camp. We're getting underway again.
Yes. So school started this week for Manhattan and last week for Manhattan and many of the surrounding communities. And we're super excited that school is back in session and in person. And we are excited that we can still be a part of that. And we do a lot of different things with kids through the school year, but also when school is not in session for those in-service days or holiday breaks, we offer what is called Adventure Camp. And we partner together with the Flint Hills Discovery Center and Sunset Zoo, and we offer a focused environment where they can still have a fun day here at Sunset Zoo or the Flint Hills Discovery Center, learning and having fun through an all-day session. You can do an all-day session or a half-day session. But those just launched this past Friday. So parents and caregivers, if you're looking for what am I going to do with the kids when they're out of school all of these days, we have an answer for you. And you can register online for those at sunsetzoo.com. And it's a really great way for kids to, you know, they love the zoo anyway, but they can come to the zoo and have a great educational experience.
Okay, speaking of experiences, you got some new experiences, and we love the new babies. Whenever you got new babies out at the zoo, that's always a special moment. You got two new baby wallabies. Tell us about them.
Yes, it's always fun when we do have babies here at the zoo, and we do have two new baby wallabies. And wallabies, for the listener, if you're not familiar with what a wallaby is, it looks like a little miniature kangaroo. And they are marsupials, so they have pouches, and the babies have emerged from their pouches, but they're still getting used to being in and out of those pouches. We did monitor them for about 4 or 5 weeks to ensure that their health was good, and that's something we do with every animal that is born here at Sunset Zoo, to make sure that they're health and well-being is good. But what you will notice as you're walking through the Australia walkabout is not only the babies, probably, but one of them is an albino baby, which is very rare for the wallaby population. So we're even more excited to have another baby like that. So as you're visiting Sunset Zoo, make sure to visit the Australian walkabout. You may see a little bit more walking about than usual with our babies. They are getting used to being out of the pouch, but they quickly go back to mom right now. But they'll grow and be fun to watch here at Sunset Zoo.
How tall do they stand right now?
Oh, they're really not that tall. They're probably about a foot and a half to almost two feet tall, but their head is bigger than their body right now. So there's a lot of wobbling going around. But once they get back into mom's pouch, they will kind of peek out. And sometimes you see head first and sometimes you see feet first. So it's just really interesting to watch.
Okay. Well, we got a couple of other things here to discuss real quick, and that includes opportunities for folks to be part of the zoo crew. What's going on?
Yeah, so this is another school-based program for high school age, the high school age volunteer. If you really enjoy caring for animals, you want to learn more about caring for animals, we do have what is called the zoo crew. And you can sign up to help with that through a school year basis. We are launching that this week with school counselors. So if you're interested, we encourage you to apply. That will happen this week. So be on the lookout in your schools for that. It's an opportunity where our high school age volunteers can come in and help prepare meals for our animals, learn some animal training with some of our education animals. So it's something year after year that if you're really in wanting to maybe be a vet or work at a zoo someday, it's a great opportunity for you.
Okay. Well, and one other thing that we want to talk about is volunteer options. And this is something that I think is one of the great things about the zoo. We love the animals, you know, but the landscape around the zoo, I think, makes it even more special. And you're looking for some folks to help out with some of those gardening opportunities.
Yes, we are. So the zoo, for those who don't know, we have 26 acres that we take care of along with our animals. And so it does take a lot of hands on deck to ensure that we keep our zoo looking as nice as it can be. And we rely on volunteers to help us do that as well. So we do have a trained crew that will help you. We have assigned areas. But if gardening is your gig, or even you just like to pull some weeds, we have some opportunities for you. And if you are interested, we just ask that you on our front page of our website, there is a button you can click. It says volunteer with us, and we can get information from you. And we would love for you to join our crew and help our landscaping out. We know it has been, much like this week, 100-plus degree weather, and we're not going to have volunteers out in 100-plus degree weather. But we're just always looking for those who are interested in helping. And maybe also it's quite therapeutic to do something outside, and we can have it where you're doing it individually as well.
On a day like today, if someone's volunteering, you have some things to kind of keep everybody hydrated, because that's important.
Oh my goodness. Yes. Mm-hmm. And okay. On a day like today, they would have already been in the zoo probably before we opened, like at 7 or 7:30. And now they would be departing, just because we watch out for the temperatures, and just we keep everyone hydrated. We make sure that, you know, you're having a good time. But we have to work with our Kansas surroundings, which sometimes does include a hot, hot summer.
Yeah. Well, we got some exciting news there. Brew at the Zoo, scheduled for October 15th. Tickets go on sale at sunsetzoo.com beginning Wednesday of this week. And then also a couple of new babies. You can go check them out. And you've got regular hours. But let's also bring our listeners up to date, Melissa, on what your COVID situation or requirements are.
Sure, you bet. So we here at Sunset Zoo, we are owned by the city of Manhattan. And we are operating under regular business hours, 9:30 to 5. But when you are in an indoor location here at the zoo, which could include some of our indoor viewing areas like the Ballard Gallery for our chimpanzees or some of our other areas, we are asking that you wear a mask while indoors. While you are outside, you do not have to wear a mask, but we are asking that you maintain social distancing from other crowds just to be safe. And then our staff is routinely cleaning areas to ensure safety as well. We are an outdoor park primarily, but we take into consideration all of the protocols that are in place. If you are renting the facility and are indoors, we are asking that you wear a mask, and all of our staff here at Sunset Zoo while indoors is wearing a mask as well.
All right. Melissa, it's always a delight to have you on K-Man's In Focus. Thank you so much. Good luck with the efforts with Brew at the Zoo and all the new activities you have, including adventure camps. SunsetZoo.com is how you can find out more, right?
That is right. Thank you so much, Dave.
Melissa Kirkwood with Manhattan Sunset Zoo joining us on K-Man's In Focus. Our next guest will be from the Riley County Senior Service Center, and their meals coordinator will be joining us here on K-Man's In Focus.